Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. I'm Mad Dog, Small Business Advocate Jim Blasingame. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Mad Dog Greg Cazera is here, too. Greg is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he represents the Share Crescent USA. Who are those people? Greg, who are the Share Crescent people?
We're a nonprofit, non-government organization of business and community leaders who got together to promote that region of the Ohio Valley, starting there, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, to bring industry back into what we used to call the Rust Belt. And, yeah, you know, Jim, to your point in the first segment,
Hold on one second, Greg.
Come back.
Folks, Greg's books are The Truth About Hydrofracking. The title is Just the Fracks, Ma'am. I love that. And then his other book is called Learned Leadership. I encourage you to check those out, Greg Cazera, with a K.
Well, thank you, Jim.
And a Z. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, what we're doing now, we've got industry coming back. I'm working with several companies that are getting ready to start turning dirt to actually
they're
start
building,
into
you've
our
taught us, they're building their plants on top of
back.
The supply of energy, aren't they?
Exactly. And, you know, when we talk to Asian companies, 100% of the time, Jim, 100% of the time when I talk to those decision makers, executives, and I said, what keeps you awake at night? It's security of their energy.
Yeah.
And petrochemical.
They have to ship it in to make things to ship to other parts of the country. American country companies figured out that that's not a good plan a long time ago. I learned many years ago that the people who make products in America learned that they were making products as cheaply as they could possibly ever make them, but they had to figure out a way to ship them cheaper. So they moved they added plants in other parts of the country so they could make them as cheaply over there but not pay for the freight.
Amen. And now what we have is we have Asian companies coming here, and we can show them how it's cheaper to make your product here because the energy's here, the feedstock's here, and ship it over. You can make products here and ship it overseas cheaper than you can make it overseas and get your feedstock shipped in. And they ran the numbers, and that's why those companies are coming here to set up shop. And we're also bringing in companies. We're working with three different companies that will come here, create industrial jobs, but they're going to use our plastic waste and our garbage and turn them into product. And it's going to be like you and I, Jim, we remember the old pop bottles where you get your Coke or Pepsi, drink the pop, take it back and get
2 cents,
and they reuse the bottle.
Yeah.
So these folks are going to do the same thing with plastic. They're going to be able to take waste plastic from companies, turn it back into pellets, and go back and pick up more waste plastic and give them pellets that they can use to make their product.
Right.
So what we're working on is a circular petrochemical hub. And this
people
is going to be awesome.
It's going
to knock people's socks off.
The American petroleum revolution is going on right now, and a big part of it in the Share Crescent, where Greg is, in Pennsylvania, Ohio, where else? West Virginia, right? Those
West
three.
Virginia.
Yeah,
oh,
not New York, no. By golly, we're not doing any of this in New York. They won't. But what I was going to say, a little sarcasm there, folks. But the thing is, Greg, is this, people are rethinking the supply chain going to China. And I wonder if coronavirus is helping to do this, Greg. I mean, if it's costing me an extra 3 cents per item to have something to make it in the United States as opposed to China, with the energy that we have here and the threat of coronavirus, not just the medical issue, but the supply chain problems that this thing is going to create, that 3 cents goes away real quick, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And really, when you look at even workforce with automation – and these feedstock and energy costs being so cheap, we really, I think what the Chinese are finding is they're not going to be able to compete with us anymore. And that's why the Chinese, we've had an incredible surge of interest from the Chinese. Now, believe it or not, in the last couple of weeks, that's gone away. We're not hearing anything from those folks. But for the month of January, they were really fired up, and maybe it was because of that trade deal, and they all of a sudden the doors are open, but they're looking to come here once they get all this virus business settled.
Right. So Leonard Levy wrote a book called In the Wake of the Plague, and he in his book he pointed out that prior to the plague we were in the Dark Ages. I'm talking about the plague of the 14th century, 15th century. Prior to that, Europe was in the Dark Ages. After that, and I'm talking about immediately after that, where we lost a bunch of the clergy, a bunch of the royalty who lived very close to the people. The plague was no respecter of humans. We got the Enlightenment, we got the Renaissance, and we got the printing press, for example. My point is, he said, in the wake of the plague, humans flourished. In the wake of coronavirus, I wonder if we'll rethink our supply chain. Last thoughts.
It's a good thought, and I think that's a very good possibility, because I think what we all do is we find creative ways around some of these things. And, you know, you think about even what happened recently. We had that general killed over in the Middle East. What happened to our gasoline prices here?
Yep.
They didn't go up. Matter of fact, my gasoline price is down cheaper than it's been.
It's over a year. Yes.
It's incredible. So that's we've got that. To be able to have energy here is a huge advantage, and wind and solar can fit in. But the bottom line is, we got to take advantage of this gift we've been given.
Greg, I need some websites.
We can clean up the planet using it.
I need some websites, Greg.
Sure, it's Shale, Shale Crescent, CRESCENT USA.com. Lots of good stuff on that site. But bringing industry back to this part of the country, to the United Northeast. West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and GregCazera.com for my
business. GregCazera.com. Thanks, Greg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.